Let's get things wrapped up. Alex, you go first.
Let's get things a rolling with Tim Tebow, who I ask.
What are you doing?
Isn't one of the commandment thingies, thou shalt not steal? Maybe Tebow needs to hit up another Bible study session for a refresher because he missed that one, I guess. Whoa. And it cost him. Tebow decided to try to steal second base in a fall league game for the Scottsdale Scorpions and injured his knee. Guess Tebow left the NFL so unscathed that he felt the need to try to injure himself in some other fashion before he hangs up whatever cleats he's deciding to wear on that given day. So Tebow left his day job at ESPN, somehow managed to get on base, something that is also apparently against his religion because he doesn't do it very often, and he must have felt the Holy Spirit in him try to swipe a bag. And get this, Tebow was on a three-game hit streak heading into that game, too, which puts him at 5 hits in his career and a 147 average. Wouldn't exactly call it a resurrected career quite yet, if you will.
It's not a career.
Especially if he's violating Bible passages and immediately getting smited with knee injuries. We're not happy you're playing baseball, Timmy. Neither is God, apparently, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Finally got through to the big fella.
Yep, send a message.
To Tiger Woods, I ask.
What are you doing?
Stop me if you heard it. He's got another announcement. He's going to play again.
What?
Eldrick says he'll tee it up next month competitively in the Bahamas at a tournament he hosts. First few days of December, it's called the Heroes World Challenge, and of course he was supposed to play at the Safeway 3 weeks ago. Hasn't played a PGA event since August of 2015. I think he's just got like an attention alarm set. Every few weeks he throws out his name, and it's like, dude, it's over. Just count down the days till you get elected to the World Golf Hall of Fame, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, weird. He hosts the event, and it's in the Bahamas. Yeah, I think I'll make that one. I think I'll be able to do that.
Play.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do it. Sure, whatever. To fans of Alavés soccer in La Liga, I ask.
What are you doing?
Alavés was playing a game against famed Real Madrid and their star, arguably the best player on the face of the planet, Cristiano Ronaldo. And in the match, there was a foul inside the box, so Real obviously sent up Ronaldo to take the resulting penalty kick as he's one of the best strikers in the world. So Ronaldo steps up to the ball, surveys the scene, and to his surprise, what does he see when he looks up into the crowd? Well, he sees somebody's wang. And also somebody's...
Vera?
And also somebody's butt. Yeah, that's because in an effort to throw Ronaldo off his game, a fan in the section behind the goal decided it would be a good idea to stand up, pull up his shirt, pull down his pants, and wave his member at Ronaldo. And a fan near him decided to do the same thing with his rear end. I guess if your goal is to prevent a goal by distracting someone, there probably isn't a better way to do it. But Ronaldo showed his class and tucked away the PK. All that waving for nothing, man, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Imbecile acts.
Wow.
To the Oakland Raiders, I ask.
What are you doing?
Really? 23 penalties? I watched the game. This one's not on the refs.
And they won.
Stop committing infractions. So the hysterical part is twofold. Tampa declined two, which would have got them to a quarter century. Like Alex said, they won.
Amazing.
They had more penalty yards than the following. Jameis Winston passing, both teams rushing. And for Raider historians, they had more penalties in any game than the Silver and Black Renegades, who had guys named Assassin, Mad Stork, Dr. Death, Snake, and one from the University of Mars. The laundry of the Raiders, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, they didn't call penalties back then, though, because the players would beat up the officials.
Yeah, that's what happened.
To Brian Baldinger, I ask.
What are you doing?
Baldinger was on a radio show in Philly last week talking about their game with the Cowboys and how nobody has been able to stop running back Ezekiel Elliott. And he was talking about it from a Philly perspective. Here's his quote. This is the guy that we've got to hurt. This is the guy that we've got to take out of the game. There's got to be 10 guys that want to hurt him every single play. In fact, we may even put a little bounty on Ezekiel Elliott. Let's get to Alfred Morris. If you want to cut off the head to kill the body, that's the guy you've got to get to. If I'm Jim Schwartz right now, I'm putting a picture of Ezekiel Elliott in that belly shirt from the draft up there. Dude, you realize there are microphones in front of you when you're saying this, right? Now, if you were I to say something like that, it would be okay. I would judge us, but, you know, we're just morons who work for 95.3 The Score. Baldinger is an employee of the NFL Network, which is owned by the NFL. Dude, you can't say that, as we ask.
What are you doing?
And finally, To the people trying to convince us this is the 50th anniversary of the Country Music Awards, I ask.
What are you doing?
You've got like 17 country awards shows a month. These folks get together to wear hats and play the same four chords while reading lyrics from bad Hallmark cards more often than leaves fall from the autumn trees. During this segment, they've handed out 13 trophies on daytime TV to make each other feel better about themselves. Various country music awards are the equivalent of participation trophies in youth sports. You showed up, fans went to your show, wore hats and big buckles, screamed, "Yeehaw!" and you twang the night away. But stop with the head count. It's freaking endless, as we ask.
What are you doing?
It's not even country anymore. It's Taylor Swift sings country now.
There's like 27 country awards on each night somewhere.